Polls have opened in Solomon Islands, with over 400,000 Solomon Islanders expected to vote. But even before the first ballot was cast, coalition negotiations have reportedly already been taking place. RNZ Pacific editor Karoi Hawkins is Honiara and joins me now. Tēnā koe. How's voting going? Any problems so far?
Yeah, so far pretty peaceful, orderly voting. Some niggly bits around people just looking for their names on the at the different polling stations and making sure they're in the right place. But for the most part, it's been pretty organised.
And what is this about coalition talks already underway before polls even close? Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so the electors in Solomon Islands vote for their MPs, but once the MPs are elected, the election of the Prime Minister is all decided by the elected members, and so that element is the next stage of this process. And I was just fortunate to run into some of the people organising this part of that next stage of forming the government last night, and they explained that the talks had been underway a week already in terms of the parties deciding who they were going to work with if they got various candidates through the election, and so just deciding who's going to be joining ranks to try and form a government. The political party system here is still in its infancy, so people aren't actually locked into political parties. So technically, the seat in parliament belongs to the individual and not the party. So there's a lot of movement when it comes to coalition forming.
And what have the predictions been in terms of what the results might be and when those votes will all be counted up?
Yeah, this is the first time they're doing a joint election, so they're electing both provincial and national representatives, so it's probably going to take a bit longer for the count. In terms of predictions, the largest party in the country has put in a lot of candidates, so they're sort of tipped to be favourites, which is the former government, but the independents candidates actually outnumber any singular party, so it's likely that whoever is able to convince the independents to join their ranks will form government.
Tēnā koe, thank you very much. That is our RNZ Pacific editor, Karoi Hawkins, who is in Honiara for the election.